The word today is enemy. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We can all think of times that we have been mistreated or even violated. The wounds from the attacks of others, verbally or physically, can stay with a person a very long time. The world normally seeks retaliation, making the person pay. But the Christian has a different perspective, similar to the Lord Jesus, to love our enemies. Here to continue our thoughts about this challenging aspect of faith is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Enemy.
The standards that Jesus has for Christians, for followers, is extremely high. And at times, the elevation of these standards is beyond our ability. It's in order to make us realize that we're sinners and that we need the forgiveness of God, that we really need the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. And yet we are supposed to try to emulate the Lord Jesus. We're supposed to act in a way that would be in harmony with his mind and his emotions. We're going to talk about loving your enemies. This is one of the most challenging aspects of living the Christian faith. But it's also one of the most potent witnesses that Christians have. There are individuals that just simply will take advantage and prey on Christians. There are individuals who are so filled with hatred and animosity and the influence of Satan and the demonic that they will attempt to assault and mistreat Christians, even kill Christians. There are other individuals that are under the influence of drugs and are part of gangs, and they do things because of peer pressure, because of illegal substances in order to rob and kill. And there's a lot of gruesome sin out there. And yet the Christian is supposed to love their enemies. This is perhaps the highest ideal, the greatest witness that a Christian can give, because it's most like our Savior Jesus. I'd like you to stop and consider for a second that we have an almighty God. We have a God who is the creator of this universe. He even put together the substance of your body and your mind and all. And if he wished, he could just squash us like bugs. He could just finish the human race if he wanted. And with all this exceptional power and authority, he chooses to demonstrate love through sending his son in order to save us. That is a phenomenal mercy on the part of God. And Jesus wants us to show a similar extreme love. Instead of extreme anger and hostility and retaliation against our enemies, the Christian is marked by an absolutely different ideal. Because God showed mercy and love to people that were enemies of his, people that were sinning against him, railing against him, he still loves and wants to save us. So also the Christian is to do the same. Now, with that in mind, we're going to take a look at the Gospel of Luke, and this will be in chapter 6. Starting at verse 27, and listen to these powerful words of Jesus. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who bless you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Something happened to my wife a few years ago. She was working in a clothing store in the town here, and there is a normal clientele. There is a typical aged woman, an older woman who has some financial means would be the normal customer who would come in. But on this particular day, a couple of young girls came in. They were probably around 20 years old. And they did not fit the profile of a normal customer. One of the things that gave it away was that one of the girls had very bright fire engine red hair. That was not normal for the kind of clothing in this store. My wife had done enough sales in clothing to know who would be a normal customer. The first thing that ran through her mind was, these are not customers. And she was tempted to think they're up to no good. Well, my wife was attempting to be Christian and not judgmental. She wanted to portray a Christ-like demeanor and not to take a hard edge against these women. That was an intentional decision that cost her, because these two women were, in fact, not customers. They were actually thieves. And the one woman was distracting my wife with some clothing while the other one found her purse behind the counter and stole it. Long story short, getting everything replaced and fixed, the keys, the lock on the house, because they had her address and keys, the car keys, everything else cost us about $1,000 to get that remedied. I was not angry with my wife. I was angry with the two women, but both my wife and I felt that we were mostly saddened for these women, because if they continue on this lawless, rebellious path in life, they will come face to face with the judge. Not just a human judge, but the judge of this world. They will stand before God the Father, who will weigh their deeds, and Jesus Christ will look at their deeds, and they will have to answer for what they have done. I would not want to be a person, and you who are listening to this, in whatever language it is, this program goes out to 70 languages around the world. And this may be the first time you have to take an honest assessment of your life. I would not want to be a person who's been living for themselves lawlessly, who has not given thought to the judgment and standing before God. That should terrorize you, because you do not want to have the consequences of your unrepented sin come down on your head and to be thrown into hell. I suggest that you repent. I suggest that you start considering how you will come to Jesus Christ and find mercy for the sins and the misdeeds that you have done. Connie chose to show a Christ-like demeanor, and so do many, many people that are listening to this program. Many Christians choose to turn the cheek, to not strike out and lash out in hostility. They're doing it because they are trying to show love toward their enemies. There are many Christians who will not retaliate with harsh words and start calling individuals names and trying to belittle them, even though they are being mocked. They are trying to love their enemies. In every instance where a Christian chooses to show kindness and love to someone that opposes them, they are trying to show the nature of Jesus. Now, at the time, the other individual might not care and might not appreciate it, but others are going to see this, and it will make an impact. The highest way that a Christian demonstrates the love of Christ is to be a martyr, to give their life for the Lord Jesus. And we have people in the countries to whom this program comes that are doing that. They will not fight. They will not kill. They will not belittle. They will take the harassment and punishment from others because they know that they have eternal life awaiting them. They're doing this in principle because Christ came to show love to sinners. And so therefore, they are attempting to emulate that love of God in Christ that has been shown to them. It is wise for us to at least have our sense when someone seems to be suspicious. And we don't always have to pretend as though there might not be something wrong. But at the same time, we are called to show love. So we have to combine wisdom and experience with also the kindness of God in Jesus. Part of the lesson in all this is that Luke 6 is going to show us that the world looks for an equal exchange. Christians don't expect one. We don't expect people will always love us back. We don't expect we'll always be treated kindly and equally. That's okay, because God is going to bring us to eternal life. We would rather suffer some loss, persecution, someone mistreating us, if we can demonstrate the love of God in Jesus Christ. Things don't always go right for Christians. My wife's purse was stolen. She also had a job that she lost about $1,000 in pay because the owner never paid her. I had some work done that I paid $800, and I never got the work done by the person. And so these are things that happen because we're in a sinful world. But keep in mind the love and the mercy of God toward you and try to show similar compassion. Expect that at some point you'll be mistreated or taken advantage. That's okay. We're not in this for this life. We're in this for eternal life. So I encourage you to do your best to emulate the love of God in Jesus Christ, who came to this world in order to save sinners. Enjoy it. That love of God that comes to you in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.